going to talk a little bit about baptism. And so today is a day of celebration. We're celebrating what God did for us. We're celebrating the redemptive work of that Jesus. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, to set us free from sin, from the bondage of sin, to redeem us and to reconcile us. And that is what we are celebrating today. We celebrate all the lives that have been changed, and we celebrate with the people who are getting baptized because they are going public. Now, I know baptism is one of these things that are just very confusing. I was just talking to a lady earlier and still trying to figure out, she's like, well, I got baptized in this church as this denomination, and then I got baptized Catholic, and it's, what's the big deal with all of this? And so there's just so many questions, and so today my goal is to try and answer as many questions as possible. And so some of you might have questions like, why do people get baptized? What does baptism mean, and is it optional? Is it just how you feel, or should I get baptized, and when should I get baptized? So one of the biggest things and the obstacles for people getting baptized is like they don't feel worthy enough. They feel like they have to grow in their spiritual walk and their journey and reach a certain Christian level, and then once you get that silver badge, then you can get baptized. But Scripture tells us a little different. So those are the questions we're going to answer. So here's the first question that most people ask. Why should I get baptized? Why do people get baptized? And so if you have your Bibles, let's turn to Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. If you have your Kindle or your iPad or your iPhone, turn it on and click in the chapter and the book, chapter and the verse. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Some of you can quote this verse as well. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. I'm going to read 18 as well. It says this: Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Here's our key word: baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. So Jesus is coming. He just raised from the dead before his ascension. He gathered with his disciples, and he gave them this final commission. He says this is what I want you to do. All authority has been given to me. So with this authority that I have, I give you this authority. Okay, it's kind of like a police officer. He gets that badge and he gets support from the state or the county or the city with that authority to arrest somebody or to write somebody a ticket or whatever they do. They get that authority. And so Jesus says, I have all the authority. It's mine. And I'm giving you some of that authority. And what I need you to do, I need you to go out and tell people about me. Okay? Go out and tell people about me. Make them disciples. And then what's the second thing he tells them? Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then he tells them to teach them everything. So here in our order, you don't have to be like a certain worthiness or a certain rank in Christianity or anything, because Jesus is pretty clear on that. Tell people about Jesus, get them baptized, and then teach them to obey everything. So here's the reason why people get baptized and why all of us should get baptized. If you have not been baptized, if you profess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, is this. It is your first step of obedience. You are being obedient to what Jesus Christ has commanded all of us to do, to go make disciples, get them baptized, and teach them everything. That commission wasn't just for me, but it's for all of us. And so that's the first reason why we get baptized. The second reason why we get baptized is to follow the example of Christ. Let's look at Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. It says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13, Jesus' baptism. It says this: Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Verse 15, Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. And as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At the moment heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased. And so the reason why we get baptized is because Jesus got baptized. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. There's certain things that I know about Scripture, and there's certain things I don't. And here's one of the things that we don't, that we speculate about. Why did Jesus get baptized? Because he didn't have to get baptized. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance because his message was, repent, get washed, okay? That's what the word baptism means. Repent, get baptized, okay? Your baptism is a sign of your repentance. And so why did Jesus get baptized? Because he never sinned, so he never really had to repent it. But some people say that maybe he got baptized to the start of his ministry because as soon as he got baptized, he kicked off his ministry. And maybe that's the reason. Or maybe that's the reason Jesus wanted to show us the example. Why? Because baptism is a big deal. And Jesus got baptized. And it was such a big deal that God spoke out in a loud voice that people would hear him and said, this is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. And so this is the second reason why we get baptized, to follow the example of Christ. Here's the third reason why we get baptized, to follow the example of Christians in the New Testament. To follow the example of Christians in the New Testament. Nowhere will you find in the New Testament a person who's professed Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior that has not been baptized. Every single believer in the New Testament that got saved got baptized. And let's look at Acts chapter 2 to show you some scripture so you don't just take me for my word. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it says this. Peter replied. Remember Peter, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, actually last year, and he was preaching the gospel to the people for the very first time, and he was telling them this. He says this, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. So let me stop here because there's something I want to go off on a rabbit trail here. In whose name did Peter tell these people to get baptized? Jesus, okay? He didn't say get baptized in the name of Forest Park, get baptized in the name of the Catholic Church, get baptized in the name of the Lutheran Church, get baptized in the Methodist Church, get baptized at the Presbyterian or the Nazareth Church. Whose name? In Jesus Christ. And so Peter says, repent and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus tells his disciples, baptize them in the name of not Forest Park, but the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So there's one baptism. And you don't get baptized in any denomination. You don't get baptized into any church. You only get baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But let's keep on going. It says in verse 39 what Peter was telling them. And you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promises for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. And so verse 40, with many other words, he warned them, pleaded with them, save yourself from this corrupt generation. Verse 41, those who accepted his message, what happened? They got baptized. And about 3,000 people got baptized. 3,000 people got saved. I don't know if they just took a fire hydrant and just hosed them all down or they immersed them, but 3,000 people is a lot of people, and it takes a long time. But 3,000 people got saved, got baptized. Okay? Let's look at Acts chapter 8. Let's look at more verses. Don't take me for this word. Let's look at God's word. It says there's chapter 8, verse 36. Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized? And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. See, there Philip was witnessing to an Ethiopian eunuch, and Philip was sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, saying, repent and get baptized. The Ethiopian eunuch said, hey, there's water. Why can't I get baptized right now? Philip said, let's do it. He came up out of water, and Philip baptized him. Let's look at Acts chapter 9, verse 18, another scripture. Immediately, this is Saul's conversion. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, how Saul got converted on his way to Damascus, on his way to go kill Christians, and Jesus just radically saved him. In that very day, this is what happened. As Ananias laid his hands upon Saul and prayed for him, this is what happened. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. And here's our key word. He got up and was baptized. Okay? So for those who kind of feel like, you know, you have to be a certain worth or a certain level of Christianity, I don't think you can get any worse than Saul. He's on his way to kill Christians. I don't think any of you were doing that kind of stuff. But he was on his way to kill Christians. And what happened that day? Jesus radically saved him, and he got baptized. Everywhere in the New Testament, we don't have time to go at every verse, especially if you study the book of Acts, you will not find a born-again believer that has not been baptized. Why? Because they are obedient to Jesus Christ. They have surrendered their life to Jesus Christ, and they're going public with their faith. And this is the fourth reason why people get baptized, is this. Baptism is a public identification. What people are doing today is people are going public. They're going public about what Jesus did in their lives and that Jesus saved them. And we look at this in Romans chapter 6 and also gives us the meaning of baptism. So let's turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 6. Paul writes this, the same guy who's killing Christians, Saul turned into Paul. Romans chapter 6, verse 3, it says this, "Well, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." And so that is why people get baptized as a public identification. It's also the meaning of baptism, okay? Baptism does not save you. It is only symbolic. It's people who coming up, who are going public, publicly professing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and this is what they do. As Jesus died on the cross for us, he was buried, and on the third day he rose. So whoever is publicly professing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they are dying. They're going into the water and coming up out of the water, and God has raised them to walk in the newness of life, and we celebrate that new life that Jesus has given them, and that is why we baptize, to go public, and it also the meaning of baptism, that your actions matching your words. People going public about Jesus. Now, I get this a lot. Well, you know what, Jesus, my faith is very personal, and I don't really want to share that with anybody. And I think we make a mistake because, yes, Jesus has called you to have a personal faith, which means you cannot have your relationship with Jesus through me. You cannot have your relationship with Jesus through your spouse or through your children or through whoever. You have to have your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And God has called you to a personal relationship, but he did not call you to a private relationship. Because if he did call you to a private relationship, why would he go out and say, "Hey, be a witness about me"? Why didn't he just say, "That's good, keep it personal, keep it private, stay in your room and don't talk about me"? But he says this, go and be a witness, be an eyewitness. Tell people what I did in your lives, share that with them and say, "I can do the exact same thing in their lives." And so God has called you to a personal relationship, not a private relationship. So here's the third question that we ask ourselves is this. Is baptism optional? Or should I do it? Is it just depending on how I feel? Or, you know, is it depending when I've reached a certain level? Is it optional? Baptism is not optional. It's commanded by Jesus. I don't know how we can get past the Great Commission of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, where he says to his disciples, "Go and make disciples. Baptize them." He didn't say, "Go and make disciples, and it's optional baptism. Just make sure you tell them about me." He was very specific. Go, baptize, teach. Go, tell them about me, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them not just to obey some of the stuff they feel like, but to obey everything. Baptism is not optional because Jesus is clear about us going public. In Luke chapter 9, verse 26, Jesus tells us that if you're ashamed of me in front of men, I will be ashamed of you in front of my Father. You see, we can't be ashamed because we're scared of what people are going to think about us. We have to be public. Now, I'm not saying we have to be arrogant and bombastic, but we should not be ashamed of what Jesus did in our lives. So if you have not been baptized, you need to be baptized out of obedience. And so if you truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God, he did truly die on the cross for your sins. He set you free from the penalty of sin, from the bondage of sin, and from death. And he's redeemed you, and he's reconciled you, and he is your Lord and your Savior. Why would you not be obedient? Because when you profess Jesus Christ, you profess him not only as your Savior, that he saved you, but also as your Lord. And what is somebody that is Lord over you? You are obedient to them because he is Lord over your life. This is not your own life, but it is his life. And so, yes, should you get baptized? Absolutely. It is commanded by Jesus, and that is why we do it. Now, again, baptism does not save you. So here's the second question, the last question that most people ask. Well, when should I get baptized? You should get baptized as soon as you profess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Not before, not after. Because we looked at Scripture. When did these people get baptized? After they professed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They got saved. Baptism. They didn't get baptized and later on they didn't get saved. Now this is where it gets very confusing for some of us, because some denominations and some churches teach us that children get baptized and babies get baptized. And what they did is, especially in the Catholic Church, they started that religion, that theology, that in order to be saved you have to be baptized. And so what happened to children? When they die, they had to be baptized before they would die, and so that they can go to heaven, because the church taught that you had to be baptized in order to be saved. And so parents were freaking out. What do I do with my little one? What do I do with my little child if that child dies and is not baptized? Does that mean that child is going to end up in hell? But here's the reality. Nowhere in Scripture does it talk about it, but you guys are pretty smart. Let's think about it logically here. Okay, here's a newborn baby that's been born 8 days a week, hasn't had an opportunity to get baptized, all of a sudden dies. Do you really think a sovereign God is going to stand in front of that little baby and say, "I'm sorry, you can't come in, you weren't baptized"? That baby can barely think. It only can do is eat, sleep, and poop. That's all it can do, okay? And so Jesus is going to say, "Oh, man, you didn't get baptized. And you didn't even hold the Ten Commandments." And the baby's thinking, "I was a baby. I couldn't even feed myself. I couldn't even go to the bathroom by myself." But let's just think about it from a logical perspective. How can God judge an infant for not knowing anything? Now, I'm not claiming ignorance, but nowhere in Scripture does God say that you need to be baptized in order to be saved. It's rather symbolic of your obedience and you going public. And God is a pretty just God. You know, Old Testament continually reveals God's holiness and his justice. He doesn't make any exceptions. He doesn't say, "Hey, it's okay." He absolutely hates sin, but he's a just God. And so I can guarantee you, if your little baby has not been sprinkled, or your little toddler has not been sprinkled, it's okay. God will not condemn them to hell because they wouldn't know anything better. And so here's the thing. Everywhere in Scripture talks about you make a conscious decision of salvation, baptism. Did that baby make a conscious decision? Did that baby know what he or she was doing? All they saw was some scary dude throwing water on their face. I'm just being honest. That's what they were thinking. And they were crying the whole time. And the priest or the minister is just like, "Get this child away from me. It's distracting." But that's what's happening. Nowhere did this baby make a conscious decision of surrendering their life to Christ. Or that little kid with the big eyes was like looking, "Don't touch me. Don't touch me." But nowhere did that child make a conscious decision. So when should you get baptized? Not before salvation. But once you get saved, you get baptized. Once you profess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you get baptized. Why? Not because I'm telling you to do that, because Scripture is clear about that. And so if you are confused about baptism, we do it because out of obedience to Jesus, to follow his example, We do it to follow the example of early Christians in the New Testament and to going public, publicly identifying what Christ did for us. The meaning of baptism is you are going public and telling people that Jesus Christ has died on the cross for you. You are surrendering your life to Him. And just as Christ died and was raised from the dead, so you are dying, going into the water and coming out of the water and celebrating new life that you did not give yourself, but that Jesus gave you. Should I get baptized? It's optional. It's commanded. I'm sorry. I'm just reading scripture. Some people say, yes, scripture's up for interpretation. I didn't do any interpretation. I just read it. It's clear. Baptism is not optional. It's commanded. When should I get baptized? After you get saved, not before. So if you've been baptized before you've been saved, it doesn't count because you had no idea what you were doing. You did not make a conscientious decision. You did it out of fear of going to hell. And here's the reality. If you've never been saved and you got baptized, hell is still a reality for you. Because if that's the case and you go to heaven because of baptism, then why need Jesus? Why don't we all just take a swim and pretend we're baptized and we're in heaven? But Jesus died on the cross for us and saved us. And so you have to be baptized after you've professed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so some of you, again, it's confusing. I've tried to explain as best as possible, and we'll talk more about it in the future. But if you have not been baptized and you've professed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit is convicting you, all of a sudden it's making it clear to you, you can get baptized today, clothes and all. We have extra towels. You know, in the Bible time, I didn't hear people surrendering their life to Christ and saying, wait a minute, I need to go home. I need to get a fresh pair of clothes and everything like that. You know, the eunuch didn't say, hey, let me go to my hometown and then I'll come back and meet you here. He said, why don't I get baptized now? You see, because obedience is not convenience. And so if God is convicting your heart this morning and saying, you need to go public, you need to tell others that you profess me as your Lord and Savior, you can get baptized today. I just need to know your name, and I'll dunk you. Let us pray. The candidates, you guys can go to the restrooms to change. Lord, I want to thank you so much for today. Lord, we are excited that the 10 people have surrendered their life to you and are being obedient, are going public. Lord, and there's people in this room, Lord, that are confused, or there's people that are convicted right now, and some of them are even mad, and they think it's me guilting them. No, it's your Spirit convicting them, Lord. And so I pray that you would continually convict them, continually stir their hearts, Lord. And if you've called them to be baptized today, help them to have the courage to walk up and say, I am going public with my faith. You have called me to a personal faith, but not a private faith. And I want to be obedient no matter what, even if it is inconvenient, even if I do get wet clothes and all, and I might freeze a little bit afterwards. I want to be obedient to you no matter the cost. And we thank you for what you've done. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys.